Dean, what happened to Netflix this morning?
Well, they almost completely crawled. They did crash. It's been restored. It's back up and running again. But the second half of the fourth season of Stranger Things dropped very, very early this morning. And Netflix was unavailable. It completely crashed. They were saying that there were 13,000 people on at exactly the same time generating that many complaints at that very same time as people are trying to watch new episodes of Stranger Things. Who does that at like 3 a.m, by the way? What are you youngsters doing out there at 3 a.m?
Can you record it? Can you set your DVR?
It's a new invention. You know, back in the old days, our VHS recorders, our VCRs, as we used to call them, we could do that sort of thing. Yeah. When we wanted to watch the royal wedding, some people stayed up all night and did it, but most people set the record.
Sure.
But anyway. If
they could figure out how to do it.
Yeah, right. Most of those units are still flashing 12 over and over. But anyway, Netflix was down for a while. They're back and restored and up and running. So if you're going there for Stranger Things or some of the other new offerings this week, everything seems to be back up and running again.
And we'll get to some good things to watch this weekend in a bit. First, what's the update on Bret Michaels?
Bret Michaels was hospitalized over the weekend, on Thursday. He was doing a show with Def Leppard and Motley Crue and Joan Jett and the Blackhawks. He, of course, the lead singer of the group Poison, and he was taken to a hospital in Nashville. His condition at the moment is not updated, so we don't know the latest on that. What we do know is that 10 years ago, Bret Michaels suffered a brain hemorrhage that happened on a night in which he was performing. And, he recovered from that. So we don't know if this is related to that. Mm-hmm. Ironically, 10 years ago, exactly to when the brain hemorrhage took place, that this is anything but. He is in a Nashville hospital right now, and we'll keep our eye on that.
One of the creators of Friends has done something that I don't know. Do you think he just felt guilty about this for years? What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is exactly what happened. It was one of the co-creators of the TV show Friends, Marta Kaufman, actually is her name. And she says that she feels embarrassed about the lack of diversity on Friends. There had always been a lot of criticism about the lack of diversity. We're really the only prominent person of color that was on the show was Aisha Tyler, who only appeared on 9 episodes of the show. And Marta Kaufman said, they just took it with a grain of salt. Everyone had something to complain about. But she said, after watching what happened to George Floyd and other incidents of what she calls systemic racism, she said that she realizes what a mistake that was to not do that, to make it more inclusive, and has pledged a $4 million donation to Brandeis University to establish the Marta F. Kaufman study in African-American studies to further the education of African and African diaspora studies there.
Nice. Dean, before we get to what to do inside, let's go over your list of some of the highlights outside.
Yeah, there's it's going to be a nice weekend, I think, for things like the African Caribbean International Festival of Life. This is an annual event that is huge that takes place at Washington Park every year. It's going to be on Saturday through the 4th of July. Music, food, fun. The Grant Park Orchestra and Choir doing their annual Independence Day salute at the J. Pritzker Pavilion Saturday and Sunday. Also, the fireworks displays everywhere, the downtown fireworks displays are going to be going on. But a lot of people just like to stay in their own neighborhoods. whether it's in the city or in the suburbs. We've put together a list of where fireworks displays are that might be near you. If you go to WGNTV.com/fireworks, you'll find the whole list there, and you know, listen to stuff blow up real good.
Of course. And then what's on the stream new?
Yeah, well, what's streaming, of course, is Stranger Things. That's the big news for right now, taking Netflix down so much so. Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez series Only Murders in the Building is back for a new season. That is on Hulu right now. Westworld Season 4 is out. There is Wanda Sykes, Mike Epps, and Kim Fields' hit series that's called The Upshaws that's back for Season 2. And, of course, I got so much reaction when I mentioned this the other day about this new reality show that's on Netflix called Snowflake Mountain.
Don't know about that.
This is the one in which you watch spoiled millennials fending for themselves in the wild, in the great outdoors. You watch millennials trying to survive. Snowflake Mountain is
survive without a Starbucks nearby,
without a Starbucks, without good Wi-Fi. You know, all those things.
Uh-huh.
It's on Netflix right now, but apparently a lot of people, some millennials, I shouldn't say a lot, didn't like that I'm calling them spoiled millennials, but. That's what the show description is of the show.
You're just a reporter.
Yeah, don't kill the messenger.
That's right.
On this, go relax and have a macchiato. Get off my back.
Hey, you know what? I need to recommend a movie here.
Oh, good.
Can I do that? Avalon. Now, you remember that movie?
It came out,
I think, in 1990. It was largely based on the family history of the director, Barry Levinson. But the reason it's perfect for this weekend, and I assume you can find it somewhere and watch it, but it starts with this guy coming to America on the 4th of July with fireworks. And then that kind of plays a theme throughout the movie, and you get it again at the end. But it's kind of cute, too. He thinks... Coming from the old world, he arrives and he thinks the fireworks, the display is for him to celebrate his arrival here. But it's a great, great family story.
Yep. If I'm remembering right, Elizabeth Perkins, Kevin Pollak, I remember, is in it. Aidan Quinn.
Yeah.
Lou Jacoby. Lou Jacoby is fantastic in this one.
Yes, yeah, he is.
There's a lot of really good... movies themed for the 4th of July. My favorite remains, I know it's kind of corny, but Jimmy Cagney and Yankee Doodle Dandy, I could watch that every single day of the year.
Well, that never goes out of style.
I love that movie for, you know, just complete patriotic fun. We've got some concerts going on this weekend, too. Santana and Earth, Wind & Fire are at the Hollywood Casino in Tinley Park. Halsey is there on that's Saturday night. Sunday in Tinley Park, Halsey is performing. Dwight Yoakam is at Ravinia on Saturday. Mavis Staples is doing the Hot Stove Cool Music Benefit at the Metro. That's tonight. Howard Jones at the Desplaines Theater tomorrow. Blue Oyster Cult in Fog Hat at River Edge Park out in Aurora. ZZ Top at the McHenry County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. If you can't find something to do this weekend, I mean, everything is going on in town this weekend. Plus, we've got this new movie, the Minions, The Rise of Gru. It's the fifth, I think, Minions movie, these very popular little yellow creatures back up on the big screen again. It's, you know, zany characters and silly situations, a lot of pop culture references. This is one of these movies you take the kids to go see, but you grown-ups are actually going to like it just as much as the kids do. I gave it a Dean's List B+, and there is this just absolutely lovely film. It's a small independent film that is it's only in two theaters. It's at the AMC River East and also at the Music Box, called Marcel the Shell in Shoes. And it's the story of a little snail-like character and his little snail-like grandmother searching for the family that has mysteriously disappeared. But this is one of these just so sweet and charming and really enchanting little movies. It's a very affirming story of never giving up on things in life. And it is such a wonderful divergence, I guess you might say, from all of the noise that's going on in the real world. It's a lovely and gentle. I loved it. It's a Dean's List A. And I say, as I said, only in two theaters. Marcel, the Shell with Shoes On is what it's called.
Well, I'm hoping the forecast for rain this afternoon comes true, because that's when I want to go see Elvis with my wife.
Oh, today. Excellent.
Yeah. And I'm hearing from young folks that they really enjoyed this.
Yeah,
and maybe that's the Baz Luhrmann effect.
Me too. I think it's the way that Baz Luhrmann makes movies that's, you know, like, high energy, flashy, you know, anything but traditional. Young Austin Butler, who plays Elvis in this movie, doesn't hurt having him in there to get young people along to really like this movie. And Tom Hanks is taking some heat for his portrayal as Colonel Tom. Some people don't like his accent. The Colonel Tom was Dutch. Colonel Tom had an accent. Tom Hanks is being accurate with this. And I think Tom Hanks is perfectly fine in it. I really liked it. That's one of the big movies to see. Top Gun is still selling tickets like crazy.
Wow.
And the dinosaurs, the Jurassic World, still doing real well out there as well. So look for Bob. He's going to be wearing the white jumpsuit with the rhinestones.
Yeah.
At a theater near you.
Can I bring my peanut butter banana sandwich in the theater?
Yeah, if you eat it quietly, it's fine.
Enjoy the holiday.
You too, Bob.
Thank you.